we'll start with Kevin, and then we'll go to Mary because
this is exciting.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, can I give a couple quick shout-outs?
Please.
I'd like to shout out Lisa Dent for gifting me some pepper jelly. Is that what you would refer to?
Yeah, jalapeno pepper jelly.
I might graze on this weekend. You like to put it on cream cheese?
Cream cheese. You could glaze chicken with it. You know, Mary and Steve are kind of wishy-washy, but I'm telling you Kevin, you're going to love it.
I know. Thank you very much. And shout out Pig
Wait,
Chaser.
She held it in front of me. She says, now, if I give this to you, are you going to eat it?
And he looked at me and went,
you're not going to eat it?
I
didn't give it to him.
I didn't even see it.
Because you were wishy-washy, too. I'm telling you what, canning is a big pain in the butt. It takes a lot of time.
It is.
And if I'm canning and someone takes what I can and they put it in the back of the cupboard and they never eat it, then I...
Wow, first Steve ditches you for the concert tonight, and now he won't accept the gift from you.
Okay, anyway, we interrupted you, Kevin.
Shout-out Pig Chaser Barbecue Sauce.
Yes!
I cannot wait to try this.
Yes, he happened to be a caller on the show, and he sent us a big box of Pig Chaser Barbecue Sauce in a variety of flavors.
Yeah, so I can't wait to try that. Thank you to Pig Chaser. I do have another food story here. The U.S. Open ongoing. Do you watch the tennis at all, Lisa?
No, but I heard about the hat situation.
I don't know about the hat situation.
What is that?
Oh, yeah, the hat fight.
Was there a hat fight?
Yeah.
This is not my story. But
Famous Polish businessman stole a
I saw that. That was lame.
Yeah.
They're offering up a $100 concession. It is chicken nuggets going for $100.
What?
Yes, this is a Korean fried chicken restaurant, and you get the chicken nuggets that comes with some creme fraiche, scallions, and a can of caviar. So you know all the
That's the Cocoa Doc.
Yes. Is that how you say it?
I'm reading the People magazine right now, and they have the food at the U.S. Open, and that is the Golden Set 24-Karat Cocoa Doc.
Well, thanks for paying attention to what we're doing, Mary.
Yes.
What do you mean?
I am paying attention.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the name, because I didn't know how to pronounce it, but it's this Korean restaurant, and this is one of the popular items, but it's $100. You get the chicken nuggets and caviar. Celebrities show up for the big tennis tournaments, and they've been eating it up in New York for the tournament.
They don't have the price in the people.
It's $100.
$100.
Well, I was just going to say they don't have it in here. I was wondering.
We had it before people did here on WGN. $100.
And now you can have a honey deuce to wash it down.
Yeah.
That's seems expensive until you realize that the regular chicken nuggets are $45.
Right. And you get the caviar with it.
Right.
What's your story, Steve Bertrand?
All right, so this Lisa.
Yeah.
Whatever your name is.
Lily? Noah?
Yeah. Just like a dad, right?
Yeah. You like to get up and go places. Like tonight you're going to a concert because Mary won't go with you by yourself.
Uh-huh.
So Frontier Airlines, what's your view of Frontier Airlines?
I don't like Frontier.
No, Kev?
I don't think I've flown the other one. What's
Spirit?
Spirit. I don't think I've ever flown Frontier.
They have the best reputation.
Yeah, not really.
They're announcing a new deal that offers nearly 2 years of what it calls unlimited travel for $299.
What's the catch?
Yeah, you got to pay $500 for your luggage.
Fly with the luggage?
Well, you got to fly Frontier. I think that's the catch. But it's 2026, 2027, Go Wild, All You Can Fly, Annual Pass. You can buy it for half off the regular price through Friday, which is tomorrow, and start using it right away. So they say that it's unlimited travel, but there are blackout dates that include, you know, all the holidays and things like that.
Right. And how do you, I mean, what if you, yeah, I just have a feeling you're going to go to book your seat and, oh, it's booked.
Yeah, that there aren't going to be many available.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably, I mean, that happens a lot with frequent flyer miles, but I mean, I don't know, it's $300.
You don't get anything free with it, like water.
You get to fly wherever you want to go for 2 years.
Yeah. You know what? Peter Greenberg's going to join us after 5. Yeah. I'm going to ask him about this.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, he'll know. So if you're interested in that, I mean, because if he says yes, get it.
He won't say yes.
I don't, you never know. But he'll know all the ins and outs.
Yeah,
of it,
that's a really good point.
Yeah. All right, Mary, what's your story? You have a full 2.5 minutes today.
Oh, and I have a boring story today.
Why do you bring up
because you never let me go first ever, so I'm like, whatever. Usually I go when Leland Fittert's not here. So the Illinois Tollway has renamed the 163rd Street Toll Plaza. This happened today. They had a big ribbon cutting, and what did they name it?
I have no idea.
The Markham Toll Plaza. Why, you ask?
Because it's near Markham?
You got it. It's not really a big, you know, I don't quite understand why they rename all these places all the time. It's very confusing for traffic reporters. I mean, we go through this all the time. But I guess they wanted to make it easier navigation for drivers to associate it.
It's nice for Markham.
It's nice for Markham. And they did up the, I mean, it's got new customer service. It's a new building with solar panels. They even have in-person iPass services there.
Wait, so I'm sorry. Your story today is that they're opening up a new toll plaza?
I just told you it was a boring story about
Mary,
traffic.
Are they going to finish the Kennedy Project sooner than they're
Thanksgiving,
saying?
Kev. Thanksgiving.
I know, but what are your sources in the traffic world telling you? Are we going to be done with this mess before?
The ones who fill you in about the toll plazas.
Right.
You know what? I'm still getting over the Ronald Reagan tollway. It used to be the East-West. Once in a while, I... pops out of my mouth.
We should set an over-under date on when they're going to finish the
yes,
country.
Oh, let's do a bet.
It's going to be early.
So the 27th is Thanksgiving. Should we make it November 13th, over-under?
Yeah. I'm going under.
I am kind of going under because they have been surprising us with all these reopenings of the ramps lately. And the weather's been great. They really have no excuse, knock on something. And, you know, because everything has been kind of folding into place.
Okay, but you got to be more thoughtful. So Thanksgiving's the 27th?
Yeah, so I said the 13th of November.
That's a Thursday, though. I'm going to say the 21st, the Friday before.
I'm going with November 3rd.
Ooh.
Wow, okay.
Mm-hmm. If you go,
I'm not even
if
predicting.
You're right, I'll go see the red clay strays with you sometime.
Next time. Okay.
Clay strays.
I used to think they were called the Red Clay Straws for the longest time.
I'm telling you what, Mary, discover this music. It's great.
Okay.
Last night, they sold out at the Salt Shed. They're sold out again tonight, too.
All right.
Their lead singer is, he's a depressed Elvis Presley in my mind.
What? So like Eddie, do you know Eddie Ninevolt?
Yeah, he's great.
So
yeah.
Kind of like Eddie Ninevolt, I put him in the same...
Yeah. It's hard to see this guy smile, and I've never seen him in a crowd that I'm going to see him as big. Usually, you know, it's like 300, 400, or 500 people, and you're always like, oh my gosh, is he okay?
So it's kind of like Victoria Beckham never smiles?
Yeah, maybe, but he's so talented.
Is he cute?
Yeah, he's that old school kind of handsome.
Oh, did you tell him he'd be cuter if he smiled?
Oh, no, that's for the guys in the parking garage to say to Mary.
Yeah, I haven't seen that guy since.
Hey, Steve's News is coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.